Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Earlier this month, the Grand Princess cruise ship was contending with two major outbreaks, that of gastro and COVID. And I must admit that it's precisely this reason that I wouldn't even contemplate going on a cruise. Well, Thea van der Mortel is a professor of nursing at the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Griffith University. Thea, welcome back to Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
This is the first time we've heard of a disease outbreak on a ship. I mean, we know that there were lots during the pandemic. What causes these outbreaks to occur on a cruise ship?
So, you know, obviously since COVID, there's been quite a few COVID outbreaks, and then there's been, you know, historically flu outbreaks, and the other sort of most common one in terms of gastro is norovirus. So I think some of the contributing factors are that you've got a whole bunch of people, you know, I should sort of start by saying that the bigger the ship and the longer the cruise, the higher the risk.
So the longer cruises are you're more at risk of getting an infection.
Yes, they are. So there's good crew data for that, as well as passenger data showing that the risks go up. And I guess that's because you're cheek by jowl with a whole bunch of people for a longer period, and the more contact you have, the more, you know, the more the risk goes up. And the big ships, you know, the mega cruise ships, you know, the sort of standard ones these days, those big cruise ships are about 4,000 people on board, but some of them even go up to like 6,500, you know, 7,000 people. And think, you know, if you think of the fact that people go to those huge dining rooms to eat, so you're all sort of mixed in together, breathing air that each other's breathing. People go to bars and things together. And, you know, I guess when you're on holidays too, you're often doing activities where there's lots of laughing and talking and shouting and singing, and those sorts of things create more aerosols. So if someone does have an infection, they're more likely to spread it around in the room.
No, continue, please.
Oh, so I was going to say, and then another thing, of course, is that, you know, you might eat at the buffet, so you're handling tongs that everyone's handled. And, you know, when you get some data from cruise ship surveys, it's surprising how many people don't think washing your hands is important. So, you know, basically they might have been to the bathroom, and then they'll come and handle the tongs, and you'll handle the tongs after them, and they'll pass on their viruses that way. So,
Thea, you've just confirmed my decision. I won't go on a cruise ship at all. I'll wrap up the interview. Say thank you so much. No, not at all. Are cruise ships any more, I suppose, are they more risky for catching a disease? Let's say we go on a holiday and we book a couple of weeks on a cruise ship, or we've spent a couple of weeks going in and out of hotels. And, you know, people aren't necessarily going to wash their hands in hotels as well. We're touching doors, lifts, etc. Are the cruise ships more risky for catching a disease?
I think in part just because, you know, you might potentially have more international passengers, and they also then bring in variants of things that you haven't encountered before and that you don't have immunity to. But I think, you know, intrinsically, if I think back, you know, I've just been on holidays myself. So if I think about, you know, my hotel room, my breakfast this morning, there was maybe five people in the dining room, whereas those big cruise ships, there might be hundreds and hundreds of people in the dining room all having dinner at set times, you know. So there's those kinds of aspects where I think you're just mixing with a whole lot more people for an extended period is probably the biggest thing.
Just got a message in from Stephen at Yarraville. Says, I have 3 cruises booked. Next one on the 9th of December. I've been on 25, Stephen, wow, and have never got sick. They've so many hand-washing stations. Is that the case there that they've, modified, the cruise so that we can try and be as clean as possible?
Yeah, so if you look at the data of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, collect data on cruise ships for, I think they had like a 15-year period, and they found that over that period, the risk of getting gastro had probably about halved, at least halved. So that's, I think, related to, a lot more attention to disinfecting things and encouraging people to hand wash and encouraging people to vaccinate and all those sorts of things. Having said that, the hand sanitizer doesn't work for norovirus because norovirus is a non-enveloped virus and they're just not susceptible to the alcohol in the hand sanitizer. So I guess my handy tip would be hand washing. If you think there's any risk of gastro on the ship, hand washing is a better option for that than using hand sanitizer.
I would hate to get gastro and be have nausea on a ship. I think I couldn't think of anything worse. A cruise ship staff generally required to be up to date on their health, including things like vaccines?
Look, I think that's pretty standard. It's certainly encouraged by our Australian Department of Health and Ageing. So they've got, an advice site for cruise ships that basically says, crew should be up to date with any vaccines, like COVID and flu and so on. And, they do encourage passengers to do that as well because it might not stop you fully from getting COVID, but it does greatly reduce the risk of hospitalisation and serious illness and mortality, particularly in older people. So important still to do.
I'm thinking, Thea, from the information you've given us, perhaps a shorter cruise might be the way to go rather than a long one.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's the same with flights. There's good data that risk of infection is much lower on a short flight versus a long-haul flight, all for the same reasons. It's just duration and proximity, the duration of exposure. The longer the duration of exposure, the greater the risk. So, yeah, cruises under 7 days, they recommend for the less than 6 or 7 days.
Might try it one day, Thea, and I'll let you know how we go.
Okay, good.
Great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive Again.
No worries. Bye.
Thank you, Thea van der Mortel, Professor in Nursing from Griffith University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.